Visiting Hannah Palin in her office at the University of Washington's Allen Library is a little like going back in time. There's a giant film editing machine, not digital, and there are stacks and stacks of blue metal cans and little yellow boxes with old film, the kind you might remember from the days of Super 8 or even earlier.
This one is a film of going to the Paradise Ice Caves, which no longer exist anymore, but some people who are natives would actually know, would definitely know about the Paradise Ice Caves. And this is an old metal can that the film was originally stored in.
Palin is the film archivist for the library's special collections, and she is one of a few people in the state who is solely dedicated to preserving film and videotape and making it accessible to the public. Many of the films are about the Northwest or created by someone with Northwest roots. There's all manner of ephemera. The oldest film is of a motorcycle race at the Tacoma Speedway in 1915. And then there's this, an amateur documentary about a 1950 regatta made by an obstetrics professor who also was a member of the Seattle Yacht Club and happened to like shooting film.
Already, owners and crews are hard at work. Anyone who can handle a paintbrush is welcome aboard at this time.
Films like this, even some as old as the 1920s, as well as home movies, will be shown at a conference this week in Seattle where archivists like Hannah Palin will meet with her peers from the Library of Congress, the National Archives, and independent collectors to work on setting standards as they move into the digital realm. Home movies might sound tedious, but Palin says there's a reason to take care of these mementos that goes beyond the personal.
Home movies are a document of every man. See how they moved in their clothes and what kind of cars they drove and what they ate and how they celebrated a birthday and how a particular family did it and then how our whole culture did it.
Old films can often be repaired and will even last 100 years. Phil Borgness is a collector who will run the projector for an archival screening of 16mm film at the conference. He makes a case for hanging on to Grandma's Super 8s, saying there's something that happens when the projector starts to roll.
There would be this constant chatter, oh, there's so-and-so, and remember that. And so there would be this communal gathering around this flickering light and the stories that would be talked about. And it's not quite the same as doing that around a giant TV screen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that big screen. In fact, Borgness and Palin say no matter what the medium, just watch, because
how they saw the world, what they were interested in, is worth examining again. And so we're here to keep reviving those lives and make sure that people keep finding out about different ways of seeing the world that might have gotten lost.
And in that sense, archivists aren't joking when they say they're saving lives. Monica Spain, KPLU News.
This is us down at the Mardi Gras.
This is us in your daddy's car. You and the missing link.
Yeah, I had a little too much to drink now.
Too long in the sun.
Having too much fun.
You and me.